Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning Mess.
Back again. Staycation set up. Morning Mess trying to catch up these cheaters on your radio. Listen, we got Tiffany on the line. She definitely thinks that her man Nick is cheating because of a tip she got from an Uber driver, y'all. Tiffany, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. A tip you got from an Uber driver. What's this all about?
Well, okay, so here's the story. So I work nights, and...
Where do you dance at?
You know.
usually when a girl says, I work nights, usually she's a stripper. I'm
or
be honest
she's
with
a
you.
Nurse.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
A stripping
Thank
nurse.
You.
Oh,
not
okay.
the stripping job.
Okay.
Yeah, I work nights, but like last week, I got off early. And I thought, oh, maybe I'll just surprise Nick. So I took an Uber over, and... I get over there, and he was happy to see me, and, you know, we did our thing,
yeah.
And it was great, but he works a regular shift, so I left pretty early, and I get picked up by another Uber, and, without me prompting anything, you said something like, wow, damn, another one, huh? As I stepped into his car, and I'm like, what?
Oh, wait a minute. So the Uber driver said this to you?
Yeah, the Uber driver. And I had no idea what he was even talking about.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And he goes on to tell me that he picks up lots of girls from this house. Like, yeah.
What a snitch. I gave him a one star, for real. Hey! What the hell?
Well, yeah, like, he said, yeah, I pick up a couple girls a week, and I'm thinking, I don't even know what to say.
Wow.
I mean, are Ubers even allowed to disclose that kind of information? I know they're not doctors, but
right.
This feels like something they shouldn't be able to say.
Not a HIPAA violation.
what'd you call it?
By, like, I mean, did the Uber driver know for sure this was your place? Like,
right.
Maybe it was a neighbor's house he was mistaking or something?
No, because Nick, he lives in this house, and it's a single family house.
What a snitch, man. I'm mad about this Uber situation. Okay,
well, I'm not. If this girl's getting cheated on, she deserves to know.
What the hell? Okay,
no.
So this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to call your boyfriend, Nick. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay.
Uh-huh.
Obviously going to ask him who he wants to put on the reservation. We'll find out if he says your name, Tiffany. If he says any other girls, obviously he's cheating.
Maybe. We're going to cross our fingers. Okay, Tiffany?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Staycation setup time is up next with the Morning Mess. Okay, Morning Mess, catching up these cheaters with the staycation set up. Tiffany, she thinks her boyfriend's definitely cheating on her. Her car was in the shop, so she took an Uber and picked you up from his house. And the Uber driver let you know that he usually does pickups with different girls from that specific house.
Yes. Hard to believe, but yes.
What a snitch.
In all seriousness, one of my questions before was, like, maybe your driver was just mistaking the home for a different place. You had said that your man's home has a very distinct red door.
Mm-hmm.
It's not mistakable.
Yeah. I just want to get to the bottom of it.
Let's do it. We're going to call your boyfriend up, offer him the free romantic hotel stay. Who is he going to put on the reservation? Let's find out, y'all.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Nick?
Yeah, this is Nick. Who's this?
Nick, good morning. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel with great news. So you've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. What that means is we're going to get you in our penthouse suite with the honeymoon package. I was calling because I want to congratulate you on being our grand prize winner and see if we can set you up with your reservation.
Okay, I mean, I didn't enter like any contests.
I can break this down for you. So the Aurora Hotel just opened up a new location locally. We wanted to offer this romantic weekend stay to you in hopes that you'd review your experience, let people know what your honest take is on that, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay. And with that being said, I want to assure you that this is truly free. There is no deposits, fees, or taxes. We just need those reviews. I'm going to get started with the reservation right now. Let me know if you have any questions along the way, okay?
All right. Cool.
Thank you. So with this romantic weekend stay, it is designed for you and a guest of honor. We want to start off this weekend with a personalized note. It is addressed to your guest of honor from you. You can set the mood with this note. Take a moment to think about what you want that note to say. I'll write it when you're ready.
Okay. Let me see. All right. A fun night with my favorite girl.
Yeah. Okay. My next question is, Nick, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest of honor's full name for us to continue.
Brianna, and I think his last name.
Well.
Wait, who the fuck is Brianna?
Hey, Nick. So,
who's this?
Well, we're the Morning Mess. We legally got to let you know you're live on the radio. That's your girlfriend Tiffany on the line with us.
Apparently, I'm finding out who the big lying, cheating is in my life.
What do you mean, why I'm cheating? No. I'm not cheating. What are you talking about cheating? Like, why are you always doing this stuff?
I asked you last week if there was something going on or someone else. I mean, what the hell?
I'm committed to you when I'm with you. I mean.
Okay, so when you're not with her, you're with somebody else. Does she understand that?
Yeah, so who? So what? Is that your business?
You know, that's not what we're doing here. We tell each other we love each other. We talk about, like,
I do love you. I do love you. Tiffany, I do love you.
You just like all these other girls.
I mean, I'm sorry. I got my knees, too. So, you know, I mean, I love you. It doesn't mean I don't love you. I do love you, you know?
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
I'm a man. I got my knees. What can I say?
Yeah, I'm done.
Nick, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. It seemed like he was trying to say he tried to propose an open relationship and even inviting to the bedroom with other people. You thought he was just joking, and he wasn't joking.
Yeah, that's just more of his lies.
I'm really sorry that it ended up being true that he cheated. What would you like to do moving forward? We have a counseling service that we can offer.
You know what you should do? You should do that Uber driver that gave you the heads up. Was it a good-looking Uber driver that gave you the heads up that your man had different women inside of his house?
Weren't you just calling him a snitch earlier, Joey?
Balance!
Here's the thing. You're not married. You don't have any kids. So you dodged a bullet with Nick, and you can move forward. And the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody. That's an Uber driver.
Oh, my gosh.
Give him a shot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.